And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 28th of June, 2017. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "Man is born free, and everywhere he is in chains," who believed that modern progress had corrupted rather than improved mankind. In his book on the origin of inequality, he wrote that civilization had led to most of what was wrong with people, that living in a society led to envy, that owning property led to social inequality, possessions led to poverty, and so forth, and who believe that government is unfairly weighted in favor of the rich. Jean-Jacques Rousseau, born in Geneva in 1712, his most famous book was The Social Contract, which had a big effect on the French Revolution. They adopted the slogan from Rousseau, liberty, equality, and fraternity. It was in the early hours of this day in 1969, the Stonewall riots broke out in New York City, in Greenwich Village. The Stonewall Inn was a popular hangout for gays, lesbians, transvestites in the late 60s, and early in the morning on this day, 1969, police raided the bar on the premise that it was selling alcohol without a liquor license. It was the third raid on a gay bar in Greenwich Village in a very short period of time, and this time, when the cops arrived, the patrons did not disperse. They fought back. The police barricaded themselves inside the bar. And in retrospect, it was considered the beginning of the gay rights movement. The first gay pride parades were held on this date in Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, and elsewhere. A witness at the time said, "We weren't going to be walking meekly in the night and letting them shove us around. The bottom line was, we weren't going to go away, and we didn't." And it's the birthday of Gilda Radner, Detroit, 1946. Moved to Toronto, joined an improv comedy troupe there, Second City, where she met John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, and the three of them became part of the original cast of Saturday Night Live in 1975. Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy, June 15th, 8 p.m. The evening comes slowly over us, over the cardinal and the wren still feeding, over the swallows suddenly swooping to snatch up mosquitoes, over the marsh where the green sedge lately has a tawny tinge, over two yearlings bending long necks to nibble hillock bushes finely separate from their doe mother. A late hawk is circling against the sky, streaked lavender. The breeze has quieted, vanished into leaves that still stir a bit like a cat turning round before sleep. Distantly, a car passes and is gone. Night gradually unrolls from the east, where the ocean slides up and down the sand, leaving seaweed tassels, a perfect world for moments. A poem by Marge Piercy, June 15th, 8 p.m., from her collection Made in Detroit, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.